Definitely.
For now, you are tuned in to Mornings on the Move, and as promised, we are kicking off our conversation with environmental justice lawyer Kirsten Ewens from All Rise. Kirst, good morning to you.
Morning, Leah.
Thank you so much for joining me on our beautiful Earth Day as we celebrate today.
Oh, pleasure. Lovely to be here.
It's come off the back of some recent natural disasters, and I thought very appropriate to have you in studio today. I know that you've also had a big article launch on the Daily Maverick addressing Earth Day, a special edition for Earth Day addressing the recent floods and obviously the terrible injustice of so many people, lives, homes, businesses having been lost due to what I have quoted here as unbridled capitalism.
Yes, that was definitely part of the article, and you picked it up. Well done. I think what in the work that we do, we just see it all the time, that literal greed by certain industries specifically, that just rides roughshod over the people, other people's rights generally. So in areas where we're working in Northern KZN, where we are posing so many open cast coal mines, underground coal mines, and we're thinking, well, surely get onto the mindset that we can't actually be sustaining coal anymore at all. You know, no new coal, no new coal. Mm. And yet that's what we're doing, and it's affecting people's land and livelihoods everywhere.
And I mean, back to your article and your words, I saw a quote by Mr. Ramaphosa, because obviously our president visited and has flung our country back into a state of disaster 2 weeks after the national state of disaster was lifted. Excuse me, I don't know what's going on with my chest. But as you've said, you know, here he is, he's acknowledging that there is great change in the weather patterns, climate change. We really need to get on top of it. We need to adopt better measures to protect our people. But yet, this isn't being followed through with action.
No, it's. I mean, look, there is action, but it's not at the same time that there's action happening in certain sectors. Mm. There's the opposite happening in particularly the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy.
So, what exactly would you sum up for somebody who hasn't yet read the article? And obviously head on over to the Daily Maverick, we will also share the article. What were you trying to achieve with this article? What was the major message?
Well, I think Earth Day has become, rightly so, about protecting the planet and Earth. But if you go back to the history of Earth Day in 1970, it was also about the rights of people. It was literally born out of the civil rights movement and anti-war protests. They used those protests to create such a big mass protest of 20 okay. million people.
Whoa, okay. And that's where Earth Day actually started.
That's where it started in America. And I think we need to realize is that people and the planet, as I've said before, are linked. We can't protect the one without the other. And so I wanted, firstly, on Earth Day to remind people that Earth Day is not just about the planet. It's about the people on the planet, too. But I also wanted to connect it to what we're going through in KZN. I mean, we really have been battered in the last few years. And
I think you've stated that mildly.
So living here and experience what we've experienced in the last week, I think it was particularly relevant now on Earth Day to say, protect each other, protect the planet, and we've all got to wake up to the fact that there is a climate emergency. It's not coming. It's here.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like you said, and I mean, it was a great read. Look, I'm not somebody who finds, I'm interested, but sometimes a lot of political and legal stuff goes over my head, but I found your article palatable. I found it very, very relevant and very thought-provoking as well. And as you've said there, the climate crisis it's upon us, and we've been warned for decades and decades, and we talk about weather extremes and we see it happening in places in our surrounding countries, Mozambique one of them, but it's never really demanded our attention like it did last week. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be crazy to keep turning a blind eye. But how? I mean, the problem seems so immense. How do we even start?
Well, it's actually, it just takes your individual effort. You know, mm-hmm. There's so many organizations that you can join. If you don't have the time, you can donate. You can share interesting reads mm-hmm. by taking snippets out that are pertinent to you in your particular group or surroundings or the way you live. And I think even the small things about caring for our environment, and then making sure that where they are, just to understand the connection. So it's not, as I've said before, it's not just about the environment, it's not just about the people, but how we connect with it, with each other. And be very aware of what's going around. I think a lot of people, I know it's hard because we often surrounded with bad news all the time, but for me, if I'm feeling like I'm doing something, then it helps that anxiety, that climate anxiety.
Yeah.
And I think if you are that kind of person, helping in whatever way you can will alleviate that feeling of anxiety and nervousness about
and
what's
overwhelming
coming.
Kind of dread, because it's small actions, it's collective efforts, and it's being aware and taking these problems seriously. It's not just acknowledging them in a conversation, but actually going home and changing daily behavior, I guess, and years worth of this. It's a build up, it's compounding, it's all of that, it's all the uncomfortable stuff, but it's making lasting changes for future generations and not just spitting those words out, but actually doing something.
Yeah, and you know, civil society is strong, and we're lucky in South Africa that we have a voice, civil society. So it's not like some of our neighboring countries where you aren't allowed to say anything. But here we have civil society is strong, we have a voice, we mobilize well, and we do achieve a great deal.
We certainly have seen that. I mean, South Africans are so robust, and when crisis does knock on our doors, we do manage to rally. But if we can take some of that action and just turn it into proactive action, I really think that we could see major, major, long-lasting change. And I think that's what we really, really need, isn't it?
Definitely. Every day. Not just when the floods come.
literally not just when
it rains.
Floods come raging down. If you had to, just off the top of your head, give people maybe like three top tips... I mean, you practice environmental consciousness regularly in your daily habits, in your family. I mean, it's something that you have taught your children. If you could give people just three top tips, a place to start.
I think what for people, it's a thing that happens over time. You've got to work on it because it's not a cheap process. But to try and live as off the grid as you can.
Sure.
You know, grow your own food. Make your own bread, solar panels, boreholes, you know, those kind of things. Mm. It's not cheap, but, you know, you can start small and
For
get
sure.
bigger. Be very aware of what your role in the world is, you know.
What your footprint is, I
exactly.
guess.
Exactly. Just be careful. I mean, if everybody made a big difference as to where they're throwing their waste, what they're throwing away, what they're buying, then that cumulative effect would be incredible. And then from our perspective at All Rise, we always need assistance in terms of the work that we do.
Yeah.
We always need donations. We always need experts, water experts, environmental, the ecologists, you know, people that can help us pro bono, because all our work is done pro bono.
Of course.
So, you know, and there's so many other organizations that if you go and research what you find passionate, you passionate about, then you could find ways to help without feeling you don't know where to start, you know?
Because I think that's, and I want to sit on that for a moment, doing something that you feel passionate about has the chance to have longevity. If you do something for the sake of the media is influencing you, or it feels like there's pressure, it's just not long lasting. But if it's something that really resonates with you, then I think that there's a big lot of sustainability there. And I think that's the nature of the game with all of these issues.
And it'll bring you joy as opposed to making you feel overwhelmed, as you say. So, you know, a lot of people don't see the benefit in, I'm not funding lawyers kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you see the value in having the law enforced, and sometimes the last resort is through the courts, you know, in fact, often, especially as we often fight in government. So we end up in court. Yeah. So some people completely understand that and want to support that. Some people want to be physically involved, like packing food parcels, being on the ground, or, you know, joining protest marches, or, you know, activism in that way. Then that's what those people must do. Or if you find that you're more connected to animal rights, then, you know, then stop buying products that are tested on animals, or, you know, so I think you can't just do what the next person is doing, or what I'm telling you to do. I mean, I'd love to say to everybody, come and support us. But it's not going to resonate with everybody. You've got to do what you want, how you most feel happy helping.
And you've said people, animals, the environment, the earth, it's all inextricably linked. So wherever you are putting your little bit of effort and doing so consistently, change can happen. It really, really can. It's just consistency and taking action. I want to jump back quickly. As you said, many of these cases do end up in court, and I know that there is legal justice that is being sought against our government because of the human lives that have been impacted by these floods. How much do you know about this? Are there any sentiments that you can share? And do you think that that's just?
I actually haven't looked at those papers at all. So I wouldn't be able to comment on, I thought it was a criminal charge, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. No, I don't know. Okay. It'd be interesting to read it. When I read it, then I can give you some feedback.
For sure. I thought maybe you'd have, I mean, I don't want you to share your personal sentiments. Yeah, we are, of course, being very professional. But good answer, I guess. I don't know enough to comment. But yeah, very interesting. I mean, just from a personal, passionate person, yeah, I think that that is a great step of action. But obviously, Mr. Ramaphosa, very new to court, and these are long-standing issues, so it would be very, very interesting to see how these matters unfold. But Kirsten, thank you so much for coming in with us today. And for those of you who are maybe just joining now, I am in conversation with Kirsten Ewan. She is the Chief Executive Director of All Rise. It is an NPO and registered law clinic for climate change and environmental justice. They work pro bono for communities who cannot afford legal services. And we've just been chatting about Earth Day, the beauty that is Earth Day, and how simple changes that are delivered with consistency and passion can really make a difference to seeing that our beautiful Earth is a place that we can continue to call home. And that is from a perspective of equality as well, that everybody can enjoy the riches of this Earth's beauty. Kirst, thank you. I really, really appreciate your time, and your article really is a good read. Can you just leave the listeners with a direction that they can look to if they would like to read on further about this topic?
Yes, certainly. You can go to our website, All Rise, Attorneys for Climate and Environmental Justice, or follow me on Twitter.
Oh, hey. Follow Kirsten on Twitter. And what's the handle?
My Twitter handle is @KirstenEwans.
Okay.
And All Rise is @AllRiseLegal.
Awesome. Head on to Twitter. You can follow Kirsten Ewans. That's Ewans, like you would spell U with an E-N-S at the end. And you can follow more on the All Rise platform as well. Look to Radio Life and Style's Instagram. We will be sharing a link to the article published in the Daily Maverick today. And of course, we are celebrating Earth Day and all the beauty that comes along with that. For now, moving on back to the music. You're moving through the morning with me, Leah G. The time now, 14 minutes to midday. Stay tuned, because we'll of course have more news coming your way.